Good afternoon. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The official announcement has been made. The University of Illinois Police Training Institute will keep its doors open. Mahomet Republican State Representative Chapin Rose was among the legislators who fought to save the facility after the board decertified courses and U of I trustees planned to vote on its closure. Rose says keeping the Police Training Institute open in Urbana is important for police departments that cannot afford to send cadets to a new facility in Macomb.
This is super important for local law enforcement and local communities because, you know, they were going to have to pay, you know, their training dollars only go so far, and pay for travel and things was going to be a big burden on local communities. I heard from a lot of my mayors. I heard from a lot of my police chiefs. But also, there's a big economic input here in East Central Illinois by having cadets from other areas come here.
The Police Training Institute is expected to resume training police cadets this fall with a leaner budget. PTI Interim Director Michael Schlosser says the facility is likely to change its scope, incorporating studies in areas like computer science and psychology. Legislation that gives Illinois employers more incentive to hire veterans is law. Governor Pat Quinn signed a bill today that increases the state tax credit for employers who hire veterans from 10% to 20% of annual wages. It also increases the annual cap from $1,200 to $5,000. The law goes into effect immediately. Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs Director Erica Borgren says veterans face distinct challenges in the workplace. That includes transferring their skills. Veterans typically face higher unemployment rates than the general population. That's particularly true for young veterans. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the unemployment rate among male veterans from age 18 to 24 who have served since September 2001 is roughly 29%. For non-veterans of the same group, it's 17%. Traffic deaths are up across Illinois so far this year. State officials counted 479 of them as of July 5th. That's about 60 more than in the same time last year. State transportation officials today are launching a campaign to post traffic safety reminders on highway message boards. A published report says blacks and Hispanics are underrepresented in the cabinet of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. The Chicago Sun-Times story also says the percentage of Hispanics in the top tier of the administrations of Illinois Governor Pat Quinn and of Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle do not reflect the growth of the Hispanic community in the state and the county. The mayor's cabinet is 63% white compared to Chicago's white population of about 32%. Emanuel spokeswoman Jennifer Hoyle says the mayor recognizes the importance of mirroring the city's diversity. She points out Emanuel chose blacks to lead the Chicago Public Schools, the Chicago Housing Authority, and the city colleges. Mayor Emanuel was sworn in as mayor in May last year, replacing retiring Mayor Richard Daley. The Illinois Supreme Court has issued a ruling that says police can pull someone over for a DUI stop even if the driver only drifts slightly out of his lane. Brian Mackey has this report.
It's 2008. A Will County Sheriff's deputy sees Dennis Hackett twice move his car from the left lane slightly into the right lane. The deputy pulls Hackett over and arrests him on drunken driving charges. But a Will County judge ruled the deputy did not have sufficient reason to make the traffic stop. That decision was upheld by the appellate court, so prosecutors asked the Supreme Court to intervene. Earlier this year, Assistant Attorney General David Iskowich argued police have to be able to respond to even slightly swerving drivers.
It's important that drivers pay attention to what they're doing, and one of the most important ways to pay attention is to remain within your lane line.
The justices sided with prosecutors. In a unanimous opinion, they say the law on improper lane usage has no distance requirement. As long as there are no potholes or other obstacles, even a brief swerve can justify a stop. The decision means the DUI case against Dennis Hackett can continue in Will County Court. I'm Brian Mackey.
Indiana Democratic gubernatorial candidate John Gregg says he would promote more adoptions and restore mental health services cut from Indiana's Department of Child Services if elected in November. Gregg also called for a new office to coordinate responses between state agencies during a news conference today. Governor Mitch Daniels included DCS in a round of deep budget cuts across all state agencies the last few years. Gregg says he would use some of the money the agency returned to the state to help adoptive parents obtain counseling, medical equipment, and other services. DCS has been criticized for not doing more to protect children from abuse and neglect. Agency spokeswoman Stephanie McFarland says the criticism ignores improvements that include a centralized child abuse hotline and better worker training. At its meeting tonight, the Champaign County Nursing Home Board will look at a proposal to ask voters to authorize the county board to raise property taxes for nursing home operations or explore the possible sale or lease of the facility. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows reports.
Four Champaign County board members are proposing the two referenda for the November ballot, including Republican Ron Benzel of Royal, who also serves on the county nursing home board. He says the nursing home is getting by right now, but if state or county finances get worse, the county board needs the freedom to explore all options.
We don't know right now what the future is going to hold for the state and their financial condition and whether payments are going to stay on time and what kind of corner that may back us into. We just felt like the time was now to become proactive in this, reach out to the electorate, and really try to give the county board all of the cards that they could possibly have to play this correctly moving forward.
Benzel is hoping the nursing home board will endorse the referenda, but it's up to the county board to decide if they do go on the November ballot. Benzel says both the tax hike and the sale or lease of the nursing home have strong opponents on the Champaign County Board, but he hopes a majority of board members will support letting voters decide on both questions. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
Besides Benzel, Urbana Democrats Brendan McGinty, James Quisenberry, and Christopher Alex are proposing the two nursing home referenda. The Champaign County Nursing Home Board meets tonight at 6 at the Brookins Center in Urbana. Developers intent on building an Asian carp processing plant in the Mississippi River town of Grafton are getting help from Illinois taxpayers. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity has signed off on $1.9 million for the project. That includes a $1.4 million low-interest loan to American Heartland Fish Products, with the remaining money meant for infrastructure improvements related to the plant. American Heartland is pushing the plan unveiled last month in the 700-resident town located about 40 miles northeast of St. Louis. The carp are an invasive species that has migrated up the Mississippi and Illinois rivers and is poised to invade the Great Lakes, where scientists say the carp could outcompete native fish for food. And Chicago-based Boeing has landed the first big deal of the week-long Farnborough Air Show in England. Boeing's received an order for 75 of its redesigned 737 jets. The deal with Air Lease, a company which buys planes and leases them to airlines, is worth more than $7 billion. There's more news online all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.